Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's two really good Maren Morris songs.
Baby!
Oh, I want to sing along so bad.
Whew. Oh, just do it, Sarah.
No, I'm not doing
it.
You're
only off by a
so
second.
So good.
Cares.
Yeah, only a second. No one will even notice. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. Hooray. That's, you know, the world is, everything's fine. Don't worry. Everything's just fine. If you're wondering why Vinny was out starting last Thursday, it's just, you should go back and listen to the first break today. We podcast this entire show. It's called The Lost 30. There's a new one every day. It's more like 20-ish. But he tells the whole story in that, and it's a good story. It's good. He's, you know, there's a stolen car.
It's not a good story.
I mean, it's, put it this way, it's an interesting story. Mm-hmm. It's riveting. It's, right. You know, a story can be good for more reasons. You know, it's not that, and everyone is safe. That is mm-hmm. a good story, you know, in the end.
Right.
But yeah, so rather than go through the whole thing again, please, get our podcast, use the radio.com app.
And there are a lot of people that are asking about it. So you know what we'll do is, maybe we'll edit early and we'll post it at the 8:30 break. So we'll put the Lost 30 up early today so you can listen early.
There you go.
Typically they post it after the show.
Right. When everything goes up.
Is that cool, Nicole?
Yeah. Nicole, that's your job. Do that.
Yeah, I have everything ready, so I can do it right now. Great. Actually, if you want me to.
Yeah, pop it
all
up.
Right.
There.
Great.
So
there,
if people want to, you know, look, it's, or you could listen to the actual radio. That's where, what we're here for.
Well, during the commercials, though, probably.
Yeah, yeah,
actually,
yeah, exactly.
Listen to the whole show. Listen to the commercials.
Right.
What am I talking about?
I don't know. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We need our first responders right now more than ever. We are teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. We've done this for many years. This year, the event is virtual because we can't meet and climb in person. We can't all be huffing and puffing up one set of stairs to the top of a tall building. But that doesn't mean we can't raise funds for first responders. Anybody can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th. Go to radioalice.com/sfstairclimb, find out more information, or just click that big donation button. That might be the easiest way around this thing. All right. The only reason I know about Coheed and Cambria is that my kids used to love. They had some couple songs that my kids just loved, like it was their favorite
I love those
band.
Guys. They're great.
Yeah, they were. I mean, I haven't heard their name said in our house for a while, but I saw this and went, oh, Coheed and Cambria, or whatever, however you pronounce their name, I'm going to listen to this. Turns out they love Rick Springfield, specifically the song Jesse's Girl. So they write a sequel to it. You remember the old Jesse's Girl song?
Sure.
And, you know, what might happen if suddenly Jesse's Girl decided, you know what? I love you too, and I'm going to leave this guy for you. And then they made a video, and Rick Springfield is the star of it. He's like a bartender.
All right.
And I think we're going to jump right to Rick Springfield's verse. So you got to try to listen carefully because he basically tells the whole story, and it's not a good one. And then Coheed and Cambria jump in with the chorus. So here we go.
just seems strange. He put up no fight when she broke his heart that fateful night. Just he played sincere, he sure seemed cool. What I hadn't known was I was his fool. We're married now, house, job, three kids, dreaming what life could have been. Stranded on the ifs and maybes. Had I left that monster in the 80s?
So basically, there's a twist here. After whining about her in the original song, we find out that he actually got her, but it turns out she's a psycho, and he's left with nothing but regret. He even changes his number to 867-5309, nod to another 80s classic, and he still can't get rid of her. And then in another twist, we find out that Jesse let her go without a fight because he knew she was a psycho. He's like, yes, please have her. It'll be just fine. So Rick Springfield is in the song, and basically they're saying, Coheed and Cambria are saying, has anyone ever written a sequel to another artist's song? I don't think so. As a fan of movies, it just seemed like a really interesting idea. Plus, we're all in lockdown, so here's what you get. But it's the video is very funny. The girl playing Jesse's girl, she's beautiful, as you might imagine. She's built like a brick house, and she is she's a psycho. It's great.
All right. Well.
309. It's 675309.
That's a little surprising, but I think it's cool when a musician can happily admit some things that they like that maybe aren't the most popular look for a musician. You know, like
right. Coheed and Cambria are so like. You know, they just don't seem like the Jesse's Girl type, but that sounds great. So
they're full on prog rock. They're like, you know, the Rushes and the other, you know, Dream Theater. They're accomplished musicians who are clearly had a pop ear when they were younger. Right.
Good song's a good song. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Jesse's Girl. I mean, honestly, it's I don't even feel guilty. I can't even call it a guilty pleasure. I have no guilt over it. So anyway, did you put that video up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so that people can check that out at their leisure today? Rick Springfield looks great. I mean, I don't know how old he is. I got to assume he's 10 years older than us, Ben. I really just making a guess. He looks amazing. Holy crap.
Who did you play? Wasn't he in an interview with, I want to say it was Sammy Hagar? Didn't you play Sammy interviewing him on Sammy's show at one point?
That does sound familiar.
I feel like that's the last time I saw him, but maybe I'm mixing it up. I don't know.
I don't remember that specifically, but it sounds familiar. Like I
don't come across Rick Springfield in my daily life. It's only when you do show me stuff about him, and I think that's what you showed me was a Sammy Hagar connection.
That was probably the song of the summer one year. I don't know. It was hard to get through this whole, because they have it in a slideshow. But we put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, too. They took every song of the summer since back in 1958. So if you graduated from high school in 1958, you can find this. The New York Daily News did a list of this. And I will say this about the slideshow. You know how some of them, it takes 10 seconds to load the next. Yeah. You can actually click really quickly through this.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's as slideshows go, yes, it's annoying, but it's good. I think the most recent graduate was Nicole. Nicole, you graduated in 2012.
Yep.
Your song of the summer was
Jesus,
Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, really?
Oh, you don't like that?
I mean,
there is a perfect guilty pleasure. That song is pop gold.
Oh my God, it's so sugary sweet.
I actually made a music video to this. So,
oh, did you?
Yeah, with my sisters and a group of our friends. Because at the time, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez and all these other actors made it like lip synced a music made their own music video to it, basically. So we reenacted it, and it was not that good. But
and where's that at?
Okay.
Where's
yeah,
that? That needs to go up on the Alice
that.
Website yes, immediately.
It's 100%.
It's deleted.
No, it is.
Sure
lying
not.
Liar who
no
lies.
Way.
I'm calling
one
you
one
dad.
One of your friends has it.
Nick!
No, they don't. I posted it up on YouTube, but then it was the page private. And I was like, you know what? It's time to delete it. So I deleted it.
Such a liar. It's somewhere.
There's an original copy somewhere.
How much you lie when the microphones are on.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Aren't you kind of embarrassed what a liar you are?
No, because that's the truth.
Oh, you're not that embarrassed
no,
about
I'm
it?
Not
yeah.
a
liar you are?
I'll look it up right now, and I'm pretty sure it's deleted.
Find
Everybody
it.
Else feels pressure to tell the truth on the air, except Nicole.
No, Nicole, for some reason, she doesn't have to. She's, oh, no, I can't let anyone know about that. No.
The ideal con artist right there.
No. I know. She's so sweet, and we're all like, I tend to believe her, but she's lying all the time.
Okay.
So Bryn graduated a year early. So it's funny because I look at what his song should have been. He should have graduated in 01, but he graduated in the year 2000. So his song of the summer was Bent by Matchbox 20.
Mm.
But it should have been You Remind Me by Usher.
Oh, that's my jam.
See? Which would have been right up your right up your alley. Vinny, you graduated in 86?
87.
Oh, darn it all. Hold on. Let me find 87 real quick, if I possibly can. It's going to take... Oh, look, boy. Yeah, this is the best kind of scroll through.
Wait, let me think. The song okay. of the summer in 87. It...
Well, let me tell you some of the ones that are around, because I thought to myself, maybe you had graduated... I thought 86, which was Papa Don't Preach by Madonna, and I thought, oh, that's a good one.
You know what album was
you're
gonna
huge? You're going to hate. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sure I will. You know what album was huge when I was in high school?
What album?
And I don't think that it would have been 87, but David Bowie's, what is it, Let's Dance album?
Yeah.
What was that album called? I can't remember.
It's called Let's Dance. You could only be so lucky. It was Heart Alone. That was your song of the summer. I'm so sorry. I'm so terribly sorry.
Well, I mean, you love Heart, so I guess
I do.
There's that.
I don't love that iteration of Heart. I love 70s
My
Heart.
Girlfriend at the time loved them, too, so I definitely heard it a lot.
In 86 and 87, I was in this cover band, Geneva. We used to rip this song. Oh, my God. We were amazing.
Mm.
Yeah. Where's that? Where's a copy of that? How about
Don't
video
ask me.
Of that? Let's get that on the Alice website.
Are you kidding me? I wish I had it. All the embarrassing stuff I've shown you over the years, I'd be happy to show you that. We killed that song.
You didn't just whip out your iPhones and record everything you did? It's crazy.
Yeah, we didn't. Those were 30 years away. Or 20, whatever. My song, which is good. This is a good one. Thank God. I was very relieved to see it. It's When Doves Cry by Prince.
That was huge when we were in high school, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, John has an embarrassing one. Sort of, whatever. 1982, he graduated. I think that's a year before Bryn was born.
And
his song was Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. And it's true. You couldn't get away from it. Jesse's Girl was the song of the summer in 1981. So here we are 40 years later with a sequel to it. What have I got for time? Plenty of time. They have this, I believe this is all the way up through the current day. So if you want to check this out, the song of the summer list is in the New York Daily News. And I believe that Bryn put the link up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I sure did, Sarah.
Yeah.
All right.
A couple deaths here. Just quickly, I'll get through these. Quiet Riot drummer Frankie Benali is dead at the age of 68. Come on, feel the noise. He had pancreatic cancer. Feeling terrible.
Yeah.
A Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist from early on, his name's Jack Sherman. He died at 64. The band had the quote, he was a unique dude. Let me see if I can see what his... He played on their debut album... First tour of the U.S. Unique dude. We thank him for all the times, good, bad, and in between. Peace on the boogie platform.
I don't know that guy. I remember Hillel, There was Hillel Slovak, who died of a heroin overdose, but I don't even know the name. I saw that in the news and went, I don't know that guy. And I'm
right, early
from way
on.
Back. Yeah.
Cause of death not determined, according to this. And finally, the son of musician Steve Earle, who was a musician in his own right, and like Stephen King commented on his passing. Only 38 years old. The guy's name is Justin Townes Earle. And he died. He's had problems with heroin. So the cause of death was not made known in the statement. He'd been clean for quite a while, according to this. He survived 5 heroin overdoses by the time he was 21 and was fired from his father's band due to his drug abuse. He said, at that time, I'd been a junkie for a good portion of my life. It's kind of one of those things you grow to expect when you have that lifestyle. You get fired, you lose things, you go to jail, you just kind of get used to it. It happens, even if it's family. This is what he said in 2010. He said, when I'm drinking and using drugs, I think all my actions are perfectly normal and okay, and somehow I wake up in jail. In 2017, he was talking about being sober, and so I don't know what caused his death. I hate to rush to judgment, but they're not releasing that. And
well,
this is Justin Townes Earle.
That's correct.
So, to all of them, rest in peace.
Did you know this guy's music?
No.
I didn't either.
I know the name Steve Earle. He's a country guy. I wouldn't say I'm familiar with him. Really, but I read the story and I thought, I'll put that in with the rest of these deaths. Someone out there is going to know this guy. And then I saw Stephen King liked him, so I was like, oh, Stephen King liked him.
I like Stephen King.
Couple things about Taylor Swift. Just nice things.
Okay.
She loves indie record stores, which is... You know, who doesn't, maybe the kids don't remember browsing in record stores. I used to love going to the record store.
Me too.
You just love it. And it's even now, like, my kid wants to go to Amoeba, and even though I don't have a record player, I'm like, oh, let me browse through here. So Taylor did another, this was last week, she did another little surprise drop, not quite as momentous a twist as releasing Folklore with less than 24 hours notice, but one that generated some goodwill in the independent retail world. She signed... They are saying here an unknown quantity of CDs of the new album, and a record company quietly dispersed them to indie record shops all around the country. And that only became apparent when stores began sharing the news of their new in-stock item, oh my God, signed Taylor Swift records. So all over the country, suddenly indie record stores had a reason for people to head in there and enjoy browsing. She also donated $30,000 to send an 18-year-old to college.
Aw.
I know. Earlier this month, a girl by the name of Victoria Mario set up a GoFundMe page in hopes of receiving some money for tuition. She says, I'm a young black 18-year-old with a dream. I have received a conditional offer to study mathematics at the University of Warwick, but I'm still in a position of uncertainty as I may not be able to attend due to my circumstances. So Taylor learned about her story and donated about $30,000, maybe a little more than that, to her tuition fees. So just, you know, some goodwill going out there into the world. Let's talk about Ozzy.
Okay.
He liked working with Post Malone on Take What You Want. Take what you want from me. Take what you need from me. But he did not enjoy his face tattoos. This week, Ozzy said, I'd never do it. Anything above the collar should be stopped. To be honest, it makes you look dirty. He also said that tattoos are for young people. He says, as you get older, it hurts more. When I started getting this sleeve, I was like, I'm too old, stop. I was 50-something. I was like, what the F are you doing? Look, everybody these days, that's the thing, to get to your prime real estate, your face. Let's get some words on that and an ice cream cone or two. And Ozzy is against it, so... I tend to agree with them, but kids, do what you want. Do what you want to do. Take what you want to take. My arms down to your heart of stone. You bled me dry just like the tears you never show. Why don't you take what you want from me? Take what you need from me. And I'll leave you with this one. I don't know how you'll feel about this, Vinny. I know you've always wished for a glorious three-way. John Mayer was once in a throuple for a few months with two smoking hot reality stars. They're saying here in this story, just cemented his legend status. His eventual biography, people will read this, especially if he just decides to really... All the famous women that he's been with. Mm-hmm. There's a girl by the name of Shiana Shea. Possibly that's how you pronounce her first name. S-C-H-E-A-N-A. Shiana. She is a former mayor, John Mayer Fling, and she's used to be on Vanderpump Rules, or maybe is currently. She did an interview on a podcast, and she said, yeah, me and my best friend and roommate, chick named Stacey Adams... and I guess she was Stacy the bartender on The Hills, so also semi-famous. On the podcast, Shay said, I met him in 08, working as a cocktail waitress at a private party, and after he broke up with Jennifer Aniston, me and my best friend moved in with him.
Wow.
And we lived there for a while.
So yeah, she's pretty good looking. I mean, she's not Jennifer Aniston, but I looked her up. She's cute.
Yeah, so congratulations, John Mayer. You're a legend. We can't wait for your biography. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
He's a unique dude, isn't he? The fact that he's been able to just sort of carve out his own spot in music. Whoa, whose butt is that?
Is that that Stacey Adams chick?
Shiana.
Oh, that's Shiana Shea. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She is, those are hot girls. And they spent a couple hot months with John Mayer. I was going to call
coming
him John
up in
Legend,
the news,
but that
I've got
taken.
I've got the worst attraction in every state, and screen time for kids may be good.
Oh, really?
Maybe. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.